T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hell yeah.
18 innings is really, that's two baseball games.
Exactly what it is. And then, obviously, we listed that Dave Roberts, like, we got another game this afternoon, later on the day. Yeah.
See you later on tonight.
See you later on, man.
Famous Joe Buck call from the Red Sox.
But I'm just saying, dude, I mean, the clubhouses are nice. So they got like a damn, ain't nothing like sleeping in your own bed after a game. So I'm not just like, I just sleep on the floor in the locker room in the clubhouse. Nah.
If I'm a Blue Jay, maybe. If I'm a Dodger, I'll go home.
Yeah, I
you know, you go home and maybe you come in late or something like that.
Right.
Maybe a later batting practice or something like that. But if I'm a Blue Jay, I don't know. You got a blow up mattress?
Yeah, something.
You know what I mean? You know,
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, just the fact that Shohei was just doing him. I don't know why, when I was gone, like the dude, he like struck out 10 and then had like three home runs.
In the same game.
In the same damn game. So I'm like,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, damn.
He's a mutant. He's one of the
nine times last night. You know Yamamoto was about to come in at the top.
I know.
And I know we were talking about that. He would have had to come in. I'm sorry. I'm not putting no position player in.
Oh, you can't.
You can't do that.
We can't lose a World Series game because we run out of pitchers. Sorry.
If we had to put Shohei in, hey, go do whatever weird womp you got to do to get ready.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. I need you to go out there and throw at least 9 pitches.
Do you pinch hit him? Like you put in, I guess, I don't know how that would work because you can't take him out of the game and put him back in the game.
Right.
But like he's got to hit
his position.
He's got to hit every 9 times though.
You can switch. You would have to make the pitcher the DH or something.
Understood.
Like that.
I'm just saying like.
But Clayton Kershaw in there.
As you come through the batting order, he's got to take his at bat every 9 times through. Now I know they're just going to put him on first base. Because they walked him 4 straight times intentionally. In extra innings. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they're not going to pitch to him tonight.
I wouldn't have pitched to him the first 2 times.
No.
I'm not pitching to that guy.
No.
You kidding me? You can't get him out. You throw it anywhere you want. He's going to hit it opposite field. He's going to pull it. It doesn't matter. You can't get him out. I know. It's crazy. Now, I will say, like, I know everyone said Blue Jays didn't have a chance. I mean, they're down 2-1, and they took them to 18 innings.
Yes.
Blue Jays are putting up a fight.
Yes.
So credit to them for that.
Yeah, they're a very talented team, man. They're a very talented team, but Dodgers are just loaded.
They're loaded.
They're freaking loaded.
They're a machine.
Yeah.
The Hawks put up a fight last night
against the
Chicago Bulls. Yeah, it was a good game. It was a good back-and-forth game. They can't get any stops in the fourth quarter. Does that sound familiar to you?
I mean, it's different. I thought they got all this defense up. And no, granted, it's still early in the year. And what's the word I keep hearing? They need time to gel. Well, how much time? Are they the only team with new players?
I don't know how much time you need to gel, like, defensively.
Just stay in front of the guy.
Yeah. Just try to play a little bit better defense in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line. Because they couldn't get a stop when they needed one. It is true. There's new guys. And some of them haven't even played a lot of the games. They've played 4 games, and some of them have only played 2 of them.
Yeah.
Which is tough. But Porzingis played last night and played awesome.
Yeah.
And you got some help from guys off the bench for sure. Jalen Johnson was good. Trey was 1 of 10 from 3.
Yeah, he didn't shoot the ball well last night.
No, he did
7 of 22. Yeah, he didn't shoot. But he did.
Because he was playing his kryptonite. Ayo Dosunmu.
He owns him?
Owns him.
Come on,
crazy.
Man.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Owns.
It's ridiculous. I don't know that there's ever been a great player owned by an average player the way that Trey is owned by Ayo Dosunmu. He circles the calendar. Plus, also, Ayo was hitting shots in the fourth quarter, too. Like, if that guy played the Hawks every night, he'd be first team all-NBA.
You think so?
No.
Okay.
But the way that he plays, I don't know if him and Trey have a thing. I don't know what it is. But when he plays against the Hawks, he plays like the best player in the NBA.
Yeah, man.
And then he goes back to being the fourth guy off the bench most other nights. Oh. I mean, he's a good player, but
Then
he's Dre's kryptonite. I don't know why.
What was his name here? Red Velvet Cake.
Yeah, Kevin Herter.
Yeah, yeah.
Some big shots in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, you're going to tell me that he wasn't thinking about that calendar circle. You know, I know I've been out of Cali all this damn time,
right?
But I'm back in the East, baby.
Yeah, he left, went to Sacramento. That he's in Chicago. I mean, you know, one of the greatest single game playoff performances in Hawks history.
Yes, it was.
30 points in a game seven.
Yeah, long time ago.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, no, that feels.
Yeah.
Was.
So it was a whole pandemic.
Yeah, it was. You know what I mean? It had a lot of stuff going on between then. But between that baseball game, Monday night game, which was the sloppiest first half you ever seen, even an interception, turnover on downs. And then Patrick Mahomes like, okay, enough.
All right, enough of this. Let's lock in and get this thing over with.
Enough. And they are clicking, clicking. And then when they're playing like this, good luck. If they play clean, good luck. They could have beat Washington 40-7.
Yeah.
Whatever.
A couple like off the fingertip interceptions in the first half.
Yes.
Their run game's going pretty good right now with Pacheco and Hunt. Travis Kelce looks a lot better than he has the last couple of years.
On that one catch he had, he looked like Kelce running.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
In the open field.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he looks like – that's because that was one thing about Kelce. Kelce could run.
And he went down and got a fastball off his shoestrings in one of them. Like, he was just kind of, you know, whatever he was doing this last offseason to get ready and wasn't doing the previous couple.
Yeah.
He's on tour.
On tour and everything.
He looks back to his normal self.
Yeah.
And, you get Rashee Rice back. Xavier Worthy's healthy. And you have the best quarterback in the world. Pretty good team.
They'll be a problem.
Pretty good recipe.
They're going to be a problem, man. I know, you know, the Broncos, you know, they're doing their thing. I saw a little Pat's going to be out for a while. I had a strained pec, so that's a big loss considering, you know, I think they play Kansas City the next three or something like that. And so, you know, not having him when Kansas City is fully loaded back on offense, I mean, that's going to be, you know, because you know, the Chargers were in it, but they just basically injured themselves out of it, I think. And then the Raiders, they did sign, from Seattle,
Lockett.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll.
Loves him.
Pete Carroll likes you. You're going to get signed by Pete Carroll.
Yeah, man. So they're at Lockett. So there's another impact player.
Yeah, they're good. We spent some time talking about Tyler Lockett last week here.
Oh, really?
The Falcons need some help in the wide receiver core.
Yes, they do.
Maybe that could be the guy. Nope. He signed someone.
When's the trade deadline? Isn't it coming up?
Yeah. Tuesday.
Next week or something?
Week from today.
Okay.
All right, from today.
We'll see where it goes because we're talking about the Falcons. They need help at the linebacker position.
Yeah.
They need help at the receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive coordinator position. Well, that's not going to happen.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I didn't think were people surprised that Raheem said he has all the confidence in the world in his offensive coordinator?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. They're not surprised that he said that. They disagree.
I mean, obviously.
They disagree.
I guess you don't disagree.
Raheem has confidence in him. They don't have confidence in him. I think that's what the reaction was. Do you? I don't.
Right.
I have zero confidence. Not zero, but I have not very much confidence.
Who's the they?
The Falcons fans.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, look
at me. I don't have very much confidence in Zach Robinson.
Look at the freaking offense. That's
why I'm going to be honest.
That's
why
we were talking about, league-wide stats after week four. Like, okay. what about the scoring part about that?
I know.
What about the not letting people score about that? Yeah, okay. Yeah, number one, all that other stuff, all you want to.
You can be number one in whatever category you want.
Yeah.
But if you're not up in the top of the league in
scoring
and preventing the other team from scoring, then you're not going to win games.
Yeah, you can be one all damn day.
Like, you can move the ball up and down the field all you want. And that was, one of the things Raheem said about Zach yesterday was, I have no doubt that we can move the ball.
Yeah, can you score?
Yeah, no, I think you can move the ball. I think we've seen you move the ball.
Yep.
But when you get close to the end zone, you don't get into it.
It's a big deal.
Now, they also haven't moved the ball that good the last couple of weeks.
No, they have not.
Like, the first four games, they did move the ball pretty good. The first five games, they moved the ball pretty good. Last couple of weeks, they've not done that either.
They haven't run the ball.
Yeah.
They haven't run the ball. They haven't put themselves – because their whole success rate is geared off running the ball. They haven't been doing it. So they're not having success. And so when they're not having the success, your offensive coordinator doesn't have a plan B. He doesn't have a plan B when it goes away from the strength of what they do. And until they figure that out, it's going to be like this for us here. It's going to be like that. If they can't run the ball, they can't win the football. It should not be like that. You know, it should not be like, do I think they need to run the football because I think the running back is their best offensive weapon? Hell yeah. But yet, this is National Football League. They know your strengths, and they know your weakness. And what they do, we're going to play man-to-man on your receivers because they can't get separation, and we're going to not allow number seven to beat us.
I mean, and that's what they've done. I mean, you know, you get enough games of tape, and other teams get a chance to look at it. So they, when they're at their best, this is what they're doing. We don't trust their receivers to beat us, even with Drake London healthy.
Yeah.
Like, there's not – and we talked to Arch about it last week about the offensive success versus zone and man – is that they just don't have a ton of man beaters off the line at the receiver position right now. Even Drake isn't really that. Like, he can win one-on-ones because he's big body and he can box you out and all that, but he's not getting downfield in that way. And nobody else is either.
No.
Kyle can kind of do what Drake does, but neither one of them is getting down the field and making defense scared.
But that's what I'm saying. But they had opportunities. I remember, you go back to the San Francisco game. Like, Michael, he's a big, fast, physical guy. Yes, he's lined out wide. He has one-on-one linebacker. Mm-hmm. Throw it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give these guys opportunities to be able to run down the field and use their athleticism. But yeah, if you can't beat man coverage in the NFL, you can't play in the NFL.
Yeah, you can't win.
If you can't play, if you can't beat man to man, especially when you're a predominantly run heavy team, because teams are going to put guys in a box to stop the run. If you can't beat man to man, you can't play in this league.
Now, the guy that kind of does that and has done it.
He's coming back.
He looks better.
He looks better. That's Mooney.
That's Darnell Mooney.
Yes.
He had his best game against San Francisco, still had a big drop, but only had three catches, but still had his best game there.
Right.
And then, he was open against the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk, is Kirk.
Yeah.
So that happened there. Penix will be back this weekend, I assume.
Why don't you put in a bazooka and shoot it over his head?
That's pretty much what he did.
That was Coach Donnan's favorite line.
Well, that's pretty much what he did.
Why don't you put in a bazooka and shoot it over his head?
Maybe Kirk wanted us to stop raving about Penix's arm strength. Look at my arm strength.
Yeah, whatever.
I can overthrow receivers, too.
Yeah,
look at me.
Yeah.
But Mooney was getting open, so at least maybe he's working his way.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back towards being able to do that.
Right.
But yeah, man, you got issues.
Yeah, they got
and
a lot of
issues. They've been exposed.
Yep, got a lot of issues. So you got five days to get it fixed. Whatever, until you got to go up to Gillette and play in that place. Yeah, well, against a hard-nosed, well-coached football team that's playing with a whole lot of damn confidence.
Yep. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. with 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.